Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to get my head in the game. What up? What's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the Menu Blog Talk on Blog Talk Radio. Big Red, Brother B in the house. How everybody doing? What's good? You know what I'm saying? It's been a long time. It's been over just last week. What's going on, Red? How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm sitting here painting my nails. That's what I'm doing.
We're doing the show and you paint your nail.
Huh? Really?
We're doing the show and you're painting your nails, really?
Yeah.
Like, couldn't that have waited?
Because the thing with women, we can multitask.
No, well, it's not working for you because I'm not really hearing you with clarity on your end. Yeah. Like you're talking to a paper. Toilet paper tube.
So toilet paper tube?
Right. Yeah, get the stuff right. Get the stuff right. Yeah, you good. I need to hear, but you sound a little, you know, you don't sound like you, I need to hear you a little more clearer.
Oh, maybe it's the earpiece that I'm using. I got this damn new earpiece. I don't think it's working for me either. I really don't like it. So I might have to switch to my phone.
Yeah, it's not really working. It's not working for you at all right now. Yeah. So, before we get into our topic, once again, Big Brad and Brother B on the air with the Menu, Blog Talk Radio. Guest caller number is 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. You can catch us on Facebook and Instagram. MINDURMENTAL. The Menu. MINDURMENTAL. The Menu.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all that good stuff. So I see we got a call on air 631. I don't know if you saw me listening, but what's up?
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me better? You can hear me better now?
A lot better.
Okay, it's just earpiece. Listen, I got it from Wish. What you want me to do?
I never ordered anything from Wish.
Well, you know what? It's a hit and miss with them sometimes.
Why don't you just go? Because you got some skull candy joints from Target. Skull candy.
From who?
Skull candy headphones from Target. Skull
candy.
I have
those. I already have headphones. I've had them, but they did kind of like one side is kind of not too good with the hearing, so I just ordered these from Wish. I said, let me order something real quick until I can get something else, but I don't like that earpiece too much. And I don't like it because it keeps falling out anyway, so it's not really working for me anyway.
Maybe your broken.
No, my ears are very fine. Maybe people are broken. Look, maybe people are broken.
Your ears broken. Your ears broken if you keep falling out.
So.
Anyway, yeah, man. Because I was just trying to got thrown off my game a little bit, trying to get my head back in the game. So, our topic for tonight, might as well jump right on in. If you don't want her or him, why keep them? Now, of course, this was yours, but let me kind of set this off. Listen, I'm not trying to get into this whole finger pointing thing of like who's responsible for what, because the start, middle, the end of the day, men and women both do the same shit. We can sit back and, you know, like I said, we can point fingers all day, but we do the same damn thing, for the most part. So when it comes down to a topic like this, like, you know, I don't want women to think that, oh, it's more of men doing it. But like I said, women do it too. And I remember when you first hit me with this topic, I really wasn't too comfortable with it because, you know, I don't speak for a majority of men. I can only speak for myself and maybe some of the people that, you know, other men that I know who are different, not very much like, you know, some of these other fuckboys out here. I don't deal with fuckboys, you know. I'm actually on an anti-fuckboy campaign. But anyway,
now, why wouldn't you be on board with it? That's what I want to know.
Be on board with?
The actual question. I'll say the actual question.
You know what? Because, you know, men get blamed for a lot of shit. Let's just cut to the chase. You know, we get blamed for a lot of shit. And I'm not
going to
say that.
Because y'all don't take accountability for a lot of y'all shit. That's why.
Well, and that's the thing. See, it's the y'all, the generalizing of it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so if you don't want us to throw you in one pot, don't throw us in one pot because, you
yeah,
know
but
what I'm
y'all,
saying? Just
I
like
understand
sitting.
That, but y'all do that. That's the point. You're right. We shouldn't throw each other in one pot, but guess what? At times, you men do that where y'all throw us on one pot, just the same as we women do it as well. And I know you guys don't like it, just like we don't like it. Now, the original comment, I didn't mean to cut you off, but at the original, actually, when I sent it to you, the person, this is a man that actually posed this statement. It wasn't a woman. Or the question, rather. And he said, I got a question for the men on here. Why do y'all hold on to a female that y'all don't want in a relationship? This is a man. The person's name is, I'll just say Jason, but, you know, this is a dude. This is not the female that said that. This is a dude that said it.
Okay.
Okay, so what is that telling you right there?
Well, I'm telling, well, that what tells me, well, first, before I get into that, yo, what up, Lady T? What's going on?
Hello, Lady T. How are you
doing? Hey.
I'm fine.
What that tells me is that's a man, because you know what I'm saying. I get literal. You know, there's the fuck boys, there's the males, and then there's the men. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like to me that sounds like a man who's asking a real question, because maybe he's been in a situation or is in a situation or experienced. You know, something like that. Maybe he was on the end of wanting someone, but that person was being held up by someone else.
But he said, why do y'all hold on to a female that y'all don't want in a relationship? He's asking men that. He said that he got a question for the men. He didn't say he had a question for the women. He's
no,
asking
I'm not,
the men.
No, I know. No. That's not what I said. I said maybe he's on the other end of it. Maybe he's that dude who's waiting for some woman to be free because some fuckboy is holding up You get where I'm coming from?
No, I don't. Not really.
Okay. All right. All right. So this is the deal. He asked a question. And I'm going to answer it to the best of my ability, especially for a person who doesn't do shit like that.
Okay.
It could be, the first thing I'll jump at is insecurity, selfishness, and just plain old, just bullshit. I mean, listen, you got dudes out there that like to play these games with women, as we already know. We just had part of this conversation, you know what I'm saying, last week, how, you know, sometimes men or women have different men for different purposes. And, you know, men do the same, you know, some men out here, you know, they do the same shit too. So, of course, you know, you got these dudes who want to be player shit, and they got multiple women, you know, they would like to keep them all, but eventually, you know, they really can't. You know, some of them, you know, they may not be able to handle. Some of them they may not want to commit to because they feel, you know, the grass is greener, you know, and something else is better. But, yes, of course, you know, if I had to take slip my foot in that shoe, how are you going to lose something? You know, how are you just going to kind of chuck away something that you're not sure of? You know what I'm saying? It's like let's say you go to a restaurant and you're checking out the menu and you order something. And depending on what it is, unless you ate at that restaurant before and had that same dish, it's a hit or miss on, you know what I'm saying, how it may taste. You could have had the same plate of food someplace else, but of course it tastes different because every restaurant is not the same. So with that being said, who wants to miss out on what may or may not be a good thing? Now, if it winds up not being a good thing, then, hey, you just got to let it go. But if it winds up being a good thing for that dude, then he's going to wind up keeping it. Now, do I think that's the right thing to do? Oh, hell no. I don't think that's cool to waste somebody's time. I don't think that's cool to give somebody some type of false hope or tell them, like, hey, it's going to be me and you and me and you more and this, this, that. I don't think that's cool.
Okay.
But you do have individuals out there that do it. And once again, going back to the dude that posed that question, well, I would say, let me put out the man that posed that question. I'll give him that, I guess. Like I said, he may be one of those guys who wanted to get with the chick, but she's being held up by someone else.
Okay. Now I got you. Okay. Now.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I got it now. But wait, hold it, pause. But what does that have? Okay, so he's being held up by somebody. She's being held up by somebody. I'm going to tell you like this. That's because she wants to be held up by somebody, because if she wants to get out that situation, she will. Now, if the guy, now once again, now if this dude is selling her, I'll say, dreams that, oh, we're going to be together, or we're this, or we're that, or he's holding on to her for some particular reason. Okay, you know, that it's not that it won't be that easy for her to pull away. Now, if he may have wanted to get with the girl, or he wants the chick or whatever, like I said, that's something that she would have to get in her mind and say, well, you know what, this dude is playing games and he's just trying to keep me around for whatever he wants to keep me around for, and this guy really wants me, you know, wants me and he wants to keep me. But guess what? What's to say that dude is not going to do the same thing, just, you know, juggle her around with maybe somebody, her and somebody else?
I agree. I mean, listen, I'm gonna throw it to Lady T next and then Mika. What up, Mika?
What's going on, guys?
What up? Listen, let me, before we get underway, before Lady T start pulling out razors and all this, and caller 631 start throwing daggers. Check this out. Me, this is not my field of play. Like I said, like I told you a week ago, Red, this is a difficult one because I'm not that type of dude. So I can't even really answer too much. Maybe I can answer a question here and there, but I just, shit like that I don't do, and I don't condone either. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm an individual that had my time wasted, you know what I'm saying, at one time. So it's like I never wanted to put anybody through that. And that's not my thing. But
okay.
You know, Lady T, you know, what's your take on it?
You can read the question one more time on Brad.
Hold on. Give me 1 minute. Oh, sorry. Give me 1 minute, darling. I have it. Ooh. All right, hold on. Okay, this is a dude that posed this question. He said, I got a question for the men on here. I guess he put it up somewhere. He said, why do y'all hold on to a female that y'all don't want a relationship with?
Sounds like selfishness, and it also sounds like she's kind of a placeholder while he's doing other things with other people. You also have some guys that don't know how to break things off. They'll keep a female thinking that they're still in a relationship with them when they have moved on. I think it has a lot more to do with selfishness than anything else. So just like Brother B said, insecurities and selfishness, because that's what that sounds like.
Well.
If you don't... Yeah, it could be ego. They could also be juggling different women, see something in her, and maybe later on when he feels like he's going to quit his player life, that I'll deal with her. But it's like, why do that? Just break things off with a person.
Nah, they can't.
I don't know.
Do that.
I don't like people wasting my time, and I don't like wasting people's time. So. I've been in a situation where someone was too coward to break things off. Like, just break it off. I don't think that people should be misled.
Okay, Mika?
Oh, who sounds like a bit of a narcissist, actually. Sounds like someone who's a narcissist. You know, they got to have that control. They you know, they want that person to continuously boost that ego. It's really not like they really want the person. They really don't. They like having the control. What?
I'm sorry.
What?
You know what? If I have to interject, I'm sorry once again. I'm sorry. I don't think it's really. It boils down to a thing of they don't want the person.
Yeah, meaning
it really boils down. It's greed. It's greed. Put that at the top. It's a greed thing because, you know what I'm saying? Some people can't deal with the fact that they're not the only one at the sandbox. So they got to have all the toys.
In the chicken coop. That's how I put it.
Yeah,
so again, they don't want the person. They want the possession of the person. There's a difference. Because if you want the person, you're not going to screw them over, basically. You're not going to screw them over intentionally.
Well, okay, see, that's the key word, intentionally. Because some dudes out here, they don't feel that they're doing intentional with.
Well, I put it to you like this. They may not think they are, but if they see their homeboy doing it to their girl, they're going to have something to say about it. Oh, you shouldn't do that, blah, blah, blah. Well, dude, you're doing the exact same thing. You understand what I'm saying?
But some people don't see it that way.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, some people, like some guys out there don't see it that way. Listen, just like this, once again, this kind of falls under the same category of what we were talking about last week, how when women may have certain men for certain purposes. Not all women do that, but you do have women out there who wish they could just maybe take attributes from this guy and this guy and this guy to make this one good guy. So if they can't do that, they'll just have this guy for this purpose, this guy for this purpose, and so on and so on. Well, this kind
of... Why are you going
thing.
Through all of that?
Yeah, well, some people,
that's a lot
some
of work.
People do.
More energy than me.
No, it's not about, because you have to realize it's not about having the energy. My thing is, it's the thing of, okay, if you want to think about it in this way, we're not talking about, like, all those, like, if you, okay, say it's three dudes. I'm not using all those dudes for sexual purposes. That's one thing.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that the person is. What I'm saying is this. You're using one guy for companionship. You're using one guy for sex. You're using one guy for money.
Well,
you're using one
be
guy
for companionship.
You're using
all
one guy because he
be
can cook. Like,
okay,
you doing
would
a,
be
you,
for companionship.
Wait.
That's a lot. You don't see now again. Why do you need three guys for companionship? Why can't you
because
just find it in one?
Because that's what I want.
Well, you greedy.
No,
you
that's
just greedy.
How is that being greedy? Wait, hold on, nigga. How is that being greedy? First of all, like I said, that's not being greedy because at the end of the day, first of all, I'm not married to either one of them dudes. They're companionship. Like I said, if all three of them is good sexually, yes, I'm going to keep all three of them around. That's boom. That's first thing. Second thing, guess what? Maybe two of them can cook real good. Okay. Hey, that's a plus for me because one cooked for me one time, the other cooked for me another time. Okay, maybe third dude can help me with something around my house or something. Like, oh, he's
but
good
you
at
just
when we
answered
go.
The guy's question. The guy question.
Well,
that posted the question. You
if
just
we go out
to the
but
then you know
if
what?
We go, if we say we go out to the mall or something like that, or we go to so he know how to pick out certain things. He's like, yo, you know, this was good, such and such and such. Okay, so then I got him for that because the other two may not know about certain things. If we go to some place and. You know, they may not know about certain things, but he does.
Well, now we're going into kind of a double standard. Now we're going into a double standard.
Okay.
And the flip side of that is, then, you know, why is it that when a dude does this, chicks get mad? You understand what I'm saying?
I don't.
Like it,
I don't.
Amen.
Well, not you.
Amen.
I don't.
What I'm saying is, but what I'm saying is, from my perspective, that's a double standard. From my perspective,
mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
It is
only
no,
because only in the respect that you know, if the guys are doing it, well, if the chick is doing it, and everybody's like, oh, that's foul, but the guy's doing it, you know, oh, that's cool, and vice versa. The guy's doing it to the chicks, and it's like, oh, that's foul. How you gonna do that to them? Blah blah blah.
Why? Because women are very catty and that's an insecurity. If you are getting, if you know this dude is not really, I'll say y'all are in a solid relationship, but you know that he has other females. Like I said, my thing is, if he's telling you that, oh, you know this, it's no sense to you getting upset if you know this dude has multiple women or he's going to deal with you and other people. Like I said, I'm the type of person, I'd rather be in the know than not to know because guess what? You could be side and peace and all that other stuff and don't even know that you thinking this dude is just with you. No, I'd rather you
and
let me know what the hell is going on.
And that's the issue because a lot of guys don't. And again, I call it personally for me, from my experience, that's a bit of a narcissist. A tad bit of a narcissistic behavior.
Yeah, I feel that it is. I think it's more of an ego thing with men as well. I think it's the ego. They like their ego boosted. Most men do that. They like their ego boosted. They know that they have more than one woman. It is what it is. That's the ego.
There's
a little bit of insecurities.
Well, that's what society has kind of touted for years with men and having, you know, concubines, you know, multiple women. And, like, it's okay. Like, society kind of put a stamp on, like, it's okay for a man to do it, but is it taboo for a woman to do it? Right. And, of course, that's been the running double standard that
forever
people are not okay with, but you know what I'm saying, it's not really spoken on because it's just that women are just not supposed to do that because if they do that, then they're looked at as,
whores.
Loose with themselves. That's how they
look. No, just say what it is, whores. No, we looked at as whores. Oh, she a whore, whore.
And a man, even I remember the In Coming to America, the first one, where
okay, you,
you
have
know,
to be specific.
The king, yeah, the first one. The king was telling, you know, Prince Hakeem, like, oh, he's going to America. Oh, yeah, to go soil his royal oats. Like, see, that's okay. That's okay
right.
for him
yeah,
to go.
Yeah, because the attitude
and, you know,
is that they're supposed to be conquered.
Huh? What's that?
They're supposed to be conquered.
Cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, you know what?
That's always
mm-hmm.
just
a lot of
asses behind why they're allowed to do that and we're not.
Right.
Well, I mean, I just see things differently. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really see it as like men being conquerors. Cause there's a lot of men that are assholes, can't even conquer wiping their ass properly. So I don't really, you know what I'm saying? I just don't. It's certain theories that I just really don't subscribe to. You know what I'm saying?
But that's the thing. Like, okay, it's like men look. Okay, men look at you as well. Not you, women. They look at us. If we are dealing with multiple men, that is something wrong. It's something wrong with us, or I guess it's like a nastiness or something like that. Because I
even
had that
it's
conversation.
A, no, let me tell you something. Not to cut across real quick.
Okay.
It's a maturity thing. Because you know what? At one point years ago, when I was younger, I used to think that way. But then I got older and I started to see things differently. You know what I'm saying? Because remember, society and the old way of thinking, it's that old way of thinking and what society sets up in your brain. But as you get older, you start to figure shit out for yourself. You start to look at things differently for yourself. Because if you're a person that's living for what society says and what society dictates, then you're gonna fall into that. I don't live for that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I broke myself out of that shit a long time ago. So I look at things totally different. Like if you choose to be with Raekwon, Ghostface, and Method Man, and have all of them dudes, you know, on your wheel, then so be it. God bless you. That's
first
you.
Of all,
what you eat,
if
don't
I
make
get
me
mad,
sick.
I ain't thinking about nobody else. Don't
no, you can't.
Me.
That's
oh,
it.
Lord,
you can't have him. You can't have him. Sorry, you can't have him. Can't have him.
We're going to have to talk about that the next time I see you. We're going to have to chat about that.
You know, but I think,
but
it's,
saying,
I think
like,
it's, too, it's about maturity sometimes as well.
Right, well,
more,
I guess.
But it's also about what they're
no, you can't. You can't say it's about maturity because, once again, you have grown men that still have that. Well, like I said, with my, I'll put myself out through a situation I have with a friend of mine, which was, he's supposedly divorced, but I think he's still married. And when he found out I was dealing with somebody else, he just, you know, like kind of got turned over. And I'm like, but you had a whole wife the whole time I was dealing with you, and you didn't seem to have a problem with that. And as soon as I tell you I got one dude now, all of a sudden you're turned off now.
But the thing is see, he's not mature. It's
no,
always,
he's not.
It's,
actually,
it's
yeah, he really
individual.
Is.
It's the individual. He chooses to see things the way that he sees it because
and also
it's
the
not
ego,
just maturity with him.
Ego,
yeah,
ego,
but yeah, it's listen, it's the immaturity. The ego, you know what I'm saying? And at the same time, he's greedy. Because that's what it sounds like. It's like, you
oh,
can
yeah.
do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
Have anybody
you know
on
saying?
The panel been cheated on?
Of course. Why do you think I'm divorced?
I know. I'm just asking, right? As far as Brother B being the only man on the panel, what was the first thing, if you've been cheated on, that you thought about? Now, don't tell me you thought about is he cute. I'm sure the first thing you thought about is how down and nasty your girl probably got with the next dude. And that's the part about conquering that I'm talking about. Us as females, at least myself, I was not thinking about what he did with
sorry,
the chick.
Sorry, guys. I got to go work.
What happened?
You all right?
I got work. I'm still, I'm on the clock,
me,
believe sir? It or not.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah, Cornball,
you want to start paying my bills?
I wanted to hear your response real quick, Mika.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I'm sorry. Real fast, because I got to go take
what's
care
up?
Of this Texas problem. All right. So,
what's up? What's your problem?
So pose it to me again.
No, what was your thought?
Me.
with the whole cheating. We'll get back to you, brother, because Misa got to go. I just wanted to hear her point.
Okay. Okay.
What was my whole thought when my ex-wife, I mean, my ex-husband, I mean, my ex-bitch cheated on me?
Oh, Lord.
Real quick, Mika, make it quick, because I know you
what was my thought? Okay. What I'm saying? Well, honestly, you know, I didn't know what to think. I'll be real with you. I was like, what the fuck did I do? And then I was going through it. But I had realized that stemmed from what he'd seen growing up. Because his father did that, and he mimicked his father. There was a lot of things he mimicked it because he had seen growing up. He'd seen that his father was a cheater. He'd seen that his mother took it. He'd seen that his father was abusive. He'd seen that his mother took it. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of that stuff is also a learned behavior based on what they're seeing at home. If they're with their dad or whatever, and their mom goes out, and freaking Betty Lou Who shows up, he sees dad go in the room with Betty Lou Who, comes out a couple of hours later, you know, and then mom comes home and when dad goes in the room with mom, come on, shorty ain't stupid. People forget kids really are smarter than what they think. Their age, a lot of these times these kids are smarter than adults that are twice their age. So I'm 2-3 times their age. So that's what that is. But my first thought was, what the hell did I do? But I found out, one, that he was a narcissist. He really wasn't. He got that from his mother. You know, and again, a lot of things that he was doing was learned behavior, you know.
Right.
And he was also very insecure, which I couldn't understand why.
As
I do
most
now.
Of them are. Yeah.
I do now, but I didn't understand it then. And I caught him and he tried to lie about it. First of all, if you're going to cheat, don't cheat in my car. With the next board. And she dropped evidence.
Lord.
And yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Listen, I could tell y'all everything, but I can't right now because I got to go take care of this idiot in Texas before they blow up everything.
All right,
I'll speak to y'all later.
All right,
later.
Peace out.
Bye.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen.
Now, ask that question again. Wait, hold on.
She just made the point. Like, we're not thinking about how great he was in bed with the next chick. You get what I'm saying? You heard what she said, like, what did I do wrong? That was her first thought. Guys be so mad that you slept with the next dude, and, you know, they're wondering what y'all was doing. You get my point?
Listen, I have, in my experience, I didn't ask myself, it wasn't a thing of like, what did I do? Because I know it wasn't me. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, listen, a lot of times when the person, you know, does certain things, and listen, to each his own, I'm not pointing any fingers. You know what I'm saying? My conscious level is someplace else. People grown, they do what they do. I ain't throwing no rocks at any goddamn body because that's not my place. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is this. Some people do things for their own reason. It doesn't have to be the other person. It doesn't have to be any shortcomings or anything wrong with the other person. It just may be like, hey, listen, this is what it is. I mean, come on, real talk. And it is not to make a comparison of anything, but you go on the Buffalo Wild Wings and you turn around, what you want to go sit down and they give you a plate of wings and you're only just going to eat one? Like I said, it's not the best comparison, but the whole thing is this. Sometimes just people, like you can't, it went back to what we were talking about last week. You know, we have to keep going back. It's like sometimes people just, it's the nature of things. Some people can be like, hey, I just want to be with one person. I found my one person. And some people are like, no, I have a couple of others that I like. So going back to the topic. You know what I'm saying? This guy's posing a question that we may be looking at, that he may be looking at totally wrong. Because somebody else can be looking at it differently. You can have a guy that may have two or three chicks. Why? Because maybe he likes them all. Maybe he loves them all. That's the thing, we don't know. But it depends on the person, you know, the individual's perception of the question being asked. Because not everybody's going to see the question the same way. Some people are going to get caught up in their feelings and be like, yeah, MF was just cheating. Yeah, that's all they do. And then somebody be like, well, listen, how do you know that he has no intentions on keeping them? Maybe, you know, maybe they have some type of mutual understanding. Maybe he loves all of them. I mean, who knows?
True.
But the whole thing is,
I mean, I see it that way.
But the thing is, we live in a very judgmental world. And as I get older, I try to really take myself out of that because I can't judge someone that I don't know. And even if I know you, everyone has their own reasons for doing what they do or move how they move. That's on you. That shit has nothing to do with me. But I will say this, going back to that question, I don't agree with the guys that do it with mouths, that they do it with intentions on, you know, to intentionally hurt, you know, the woman or any of the women that they're dealing with. That I feel is totally wrong. That's some fuckboy shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't do that. Like if you're gonna do stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Just try to keep it 100. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the problem is that men don't keep it 100. That's the thing. They play a game, or they try to play some type of game to reel you in, and then once they got you in, it's like, all right, I got her open, I got it in. Like I said, it's I think it's more of the ego thing, and then it's like, all right, now you want to play. It's like, you can say they, you know, they don't want to be honest about it. Now you do have some individuals that will be honest with a person in terms of what their situation is. But see, most dudes, and yes, I'm going to say most dudes, do not tell what their situation is because they feel that's going to ruin their chances with a female. Like if they tell them,
exactly.
Now listen, I got a girl. Okay, I got a girl and this, that, and other. Now the chick, you know, she may be with it, and then again, she may be not. But once again, some men think on that level of, I got to get this. They're not thinking on the level of, okay, you know what, if she ain't with it, all right, I'm going to leave her alone. I'll just let her go about her business. But the majority of the time, they don't think like that. The majority of the time is like, I want what I want, and I'm going to say what I have to say, and to get what I want. But no, being in the meantime, you got a whole woman at home, girlfriend, baby mama, wife, and all that other stuff. Nah, don't do that shit. Because then when the chick gets surprised, and shit, that's where you're creating a problem for yourself.
Yeah, well,
I don't know, for the life of me, why men don't think in that realm. If you just tell the chick straight on that what's going, just tell her what's going on. If she, like I said, if she with it, she with it. If she not, all right, there's other fish out there in the sea or whatever.
You can't handle the truth, goddammit.
Yeah, we can handle the truth, but you got some guys that also tell you straight up what's going on. I'm dating you and maybe two other females, and you might be okay with that because you're not looking for nothing serious. But guess what? Females, we're emotional. We're going to catch feelings at some point. Even
right,
the dudes might catch feelings at some point, and
absolutely,
that whole dynamics will get wrecked. So
right,
you tell the truth,
and it still could come out
with the same outcome.
But see, and that proves the point. So if Lady T, all right, so let's take Lady T. You got a dude that's been trying to get with Lady T for the longest, and he finally gets a chance to approach her, but let's say he got a little situation. You know what I'm saying? But he don't want to ruin his chances with Lady T, somebody who really gets his, who got his interest or sparks his interest, somebody he's really attracted to, and somebody he's like, damn, like, yeah, I you know what I'm saying? I like the steak I got at home, but you know what I'm saying? You know, this lobster, looking real good. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want some of that too. So, what did he do?
He a married dude?
He
married?
Huh? No,
he,
not
is he married?
Married?
Oh,
married.
Okay.
No,
I don't date no married dudes. Okay.
Yeah, listen, he got a situation.
But that situation could still be where he just ain't telling you. Okay?
Okay, you give
or
it
Or
it
could be a situation
that
he don't know how to even break up. I've been in a situation like that. Wow, that's really messed up. I don't even know how to describe it, but yeah.
What I'm saying is,
I didn't know, but they had an attachment to someone else still, so don't know, and this is the weird stuff with guys. Like, I don't know. With this little, she was my ex, so I dated her for a while, but now I might want to go back to dating her. You back and forth with the same chick. I leave dudes like
yeah,
that alone.
Flopping.
I leave them alone. Bury your own self. I just leave them alone. I don't care how much you like me or whatever, because they keep going back to this one same female for whatever. I don't get those kind of guys. They confuse to me.
Mixed
so I just leave that
well,
alone. She can have
well,
you.
Well, now that I don't know what that's about. Like the, I guess that's the yo-yo effect. I don't mean I really don't.
Yeah,
well,
get
that
yeah.
Whole thing.
It's a flip flop, and I mean, you could say that she could have him, but maybe she don't want, maybe she don't want him.
Maybe
but he
she
just
also
keeps
wants
back.
Him when she sees him with
what
someone also,
mean, yeah.
And that's the you got females
that
like
too.
That too, you know. Yep. So situations like that, I just leave alone because if the guy is that confused, just keep what y'all got going back and forth. That's y'all energy for each other. Keep that shit away from me.
And don't let a kid be involved. Oh my God, that makes it worse.
I mean listen, let me ask Lady T. Like, how do you feel about the question overall? Like, do you really feel that there are individuals out there that can have, you know, these type of relations with, you know, a couple of people, a couple of women, and things maybe work out? Like, maybe he's not stringing them along. Maybe he's just at a point where he's like, yo, he just can't choose because, you know, everything is all good, so he just wants to keep every damn thing.
You know, what ends up happening, I have a guy friend that's going through that right now, and the chicks start falling off. Either they start leaving him, or he just starts clipping certain chicks off. So at some point, I hope to see him have one chick at a time, and I don't understand men anymore. I don't even wrap my fingers around it anymore.
You
know, I just
don't
understand. I'm just thinking about it. No, I'm being so
yeah,
serious
I don't
right now.
Me neither. I don't understand these Negroes either. Because
I even said to him, like, he's a nice guy, and I could see him with one person, but he's like, no, he's not ready to be with just one person. That's not his dynamic. So I said, what happens to these females? Let's say if he's dating five women at a time. He said some of them just fall off. Some of them ends up leaving him. He can care less because it is what it is, and replace, eliminate,
right,
replace.
So now,
I'm like,
that's the issue.
I don't know.
That's the issue that I have. That's the issue that
he's
I have.
He's dating. He considers himself dating. I mean, that's okay if that's what you're doing. Maybe one day he will find someone.
But wait, now check this out. That's the issue that I have. Like, if
mm-hmm.
you're going to do that, have something of value. Like, I've always stressed quality over quantity. But you
of
have
course,
dudes
right?
out there
that's what I was saying.
That stress, they would stress quantity over quality.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's probably part of the problem, to go back once again to the question, because dudes are so busy trying to put the notch on. Some dudes are trying to put the notch on their belt. It is the quality of chick, you know what I'm saying, that may be good for them, may not be good for them. This is why they just, you know what I'm saying, it's like, hey, the sex may be good, but she's annoying. Or the sex may be good, but she don't know how to cook. Or this, she, you know what I'm saying, she dressed nice and she smelled good, but the sex ain't, you know what I'm saying, sex ain't great. But she's still a nice person. You know what I'm saying? A lot of dudes out here, they sometimes they don't focus on the quality of things. This is why, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I believe women are guilty. Some women are guilty of it too, but they don't focus on the quality of things. And then they turn around and they get something that they thought they liked, but they don't like. And then it's like, well, on to the next one. Or they try to, some women try to fix what they feel is broken. And see, that's where I disagree with a lot of women out here. There's certain things, like, listen, fix yourself, change your drawers, change your socks, but some of these dudes out here, stop trying to change them. Like, stop it. Like, just
change
stop
your drawers.
You know what I'm saying? If you met him like that 9 times out of 10, like, if he doesn't want to evolve, he's not going to evolve. You know what I'm saying? You can't push
mm-hmm.
the process
mm-hmm.
of evolution. You know what I'm saying? You can't push the process of change on people, because if they want to change, they're going to make that change. If they don't want to, I mean, listen, who are you to try to force it? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain things that are broken that just can't be fixed. And that's just that. But like I said, a lot of people, once again, they seem to focus more on the quantity of things than quality. A lot of people out here don't know what they want. So you have dudes out there dealing with multiple chicks because they don't know what they want. They don't know the type of quality of women that are out there to even, you know what I'm saying, to even know, I like that. Because, you know what I'm saying, it's a process. Women go through it too. You turn around and you date, hey, I like this type of guy. I like this. Hey, I like this guy's attributes. I like this one. I like her attributes too. But once again, you may have to go through a few before you find out what you like.
That's crazy.
Like I said, I'm not trying to justify it, but you know what I'm saying? Once again, it is what it is to the individual. Like, we can ask these questions all day, every day, but it is what it is to the individual that's going through the situation at the time. We don't know what it really means to them. We just look at things overall with this, like, general, you know, view, like the question that he posed. And it's an interesting question, but once again, it could be looked at different ways. It doesn't have to be a thing of a guy being greedy or a guy, you know, doing things with malice. It could just be one person that's just like, yo, I love all of them. Like, yeah, I got three chicks, I got two chicks, I love them both. Like, I'm in love with them both. What am I supposed to do? So can you fault an individual? Can you fault that person?
I'm selfish. I ain't accepting that. I'm too selfish, shit.
Well,
I ain't accepting that shit.
Why?
Pardon my French.
Why?
Pardon my French.
Now, you see, selfish.
I'm not a selfish person.
I'm not sharing nobody. No. I'm selfish.
I'm not a selfish person. So let me tell you something. My mother told me, your auntie, Brother B, told me, nobody's exclusively yours. And you have to think about it in that way.
Yeah,
nobody. I don't care if you're married. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you got kids. If you got 20 kids with these people, with the piece of people, man or woman. Okay, y'all heard of that song, Babyface and Pebbles, Love Makes Things Happen? Y'all listen to the lyrics of that song. You can have two kids, a good heart and a good woman, and guess what? You can still fall in love with somebody else.
And you know what?
Okay, well, he better not let me find out about it. As long as
why would you want him to hide that for real? Why would you want that to be hidden? Then you're going to be heartbroken once it's hidden. Why not let
you have guys that cheat once in a while, possibly once in a while. I'm sure they do, and they will not let their woman know that. That chick will be clipped off. She was used for her purpose, and that's that. I'm gonna go off if I find out. I already know myself, and I'm just gonna put the person off. End of discussion. I'm okay with being alone for a while.
Okay, you go off, but guess what's gonna happen? You think he gonna stop seeing that chick? He ain't gonna stop seeing. You could go off, and it may die down for a little while, a couple of months. But guess what? He gonna go right back to that chick. So you defeating the purpose of the whole thing, getting mad.
When I first heard that, that whole thing, like, no one is exclusive to yours, like, it kind of hurt me. Like, when I first heard it, because it was like, damn, is that true? But then, once again, I kind of had to grow up. You know what I'm saying? I had to I had to raise my conscience level a little bit and really, you know, think about it. And, you know, through some conversations with a couple of people, they made me realize, there's a strong possibility, like that right there, it's real talk. You know, some people can do it, some people can't.
And she told me that.
It's real talk.
She told me that, and now, you know, when she told me, just like you said, not to cut you up, but when she, you know, she told me that, and it kind of hit me too. Like, wow, nobody's exclusive. Like, huh? But I just like
but
you said,
know,
you have to think about it.
The way we think.
Right. It's like I had to think about it. Like, yo, she's right. Nobody's exclusively yours because once again, I don't care what kind of what kind of situation you're in. Like I said, you could be married to this person, but guess what? The person is going to be an individual. People are human. They're going to see people they can't. Well, you're going to walk around with blindfolds if they think somebody's attractive. They think somebody's attractive. Just right, you know, vice versa. It is what it is. It's human. It's just the extent of how you go about doing what you're going to do. Now, as you get to a point where you want to step out your marriage or your relationship or whatever, like I said, do it with some decorum. Do it with some type of class. Try to keep it, you know, casual or whatever. But that depends on what kind of person you're dealing with. Because not everybody's going to be understandable.
Yeah,
right. Everybody's not going to be
the person being. But then what do
right.
I do? Should I be crossing my fingers and my toes right now for this relationship to work? You just gave me no hope.
No, you shouldn't look at it, but don't look at it as no hope. Like I said, you have to just think back. My mother used to always say as well, just go in with you got to have your eyes open. Just watch what's going on around you. Once again, if
yeah,
that person knows how, if you are secure with your, if you just secure with your relationship, you just secure it. You just got to hope that that person is going to be that type of person where they're going to be faithful to you like that. But once again, at the end of the day, it may not necessarily be the person. You have some people that just pursue somebody. They'll know that person got somebody, but it's up to them to say, you know what, listen, I'm flattered that you know, looked at me as that way, but you know I got a girl. You know I got a boyfriend. You know I got this, I got that. It is what it is.
I see it like this. I've always had this saying, I can't keep you someplace where you don't want to be. And
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't keep you somewhere where you don't want to be. If you know what I'm saying, you want to
right.
be someplace else, then go there. Like I'm not trying to stop you. You know what I'm saying? Because at the start, middle, end of the day, you're never going to be able to say that brother be got in your way from pursuing some type of happiness. Brother be got in your way and made you miserable. Hell no. If you feel that you need to make moves in another direction, listen, hey, you know, if we going to keep it cool, we keep it cool and keep it moving. Holler at me. Holler at you. Hey, we'll do lunch. Go get some coffee. That's just that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, once again, a lot of times we get too caught up in our feelings when it comes down to things, man. It's that emotional shit, that roller coaster that we put ourselves on. You know what I'm saying? Because we can't really put it on the other person. It's because we feed into the shit. We give the shit energy. We give it life because we're feeding into it and we're taking it personal. Listen, if you don't want to be with me, why should I take it personal? Because maybe it's something else out there that you want. Maybe it's something that's going on with me that you don't, I don't know. But that shit ain't got nothing to do with me. And I'm not going to be responsible for you being happy or sad. You got to find that
and
shit
that's
on
the
your
key part
you
that you just said right there. You're not going to be responsible for me being happy. That's facts. I'm supposed to be responsible for me being happy.
Yeah,
exactly. And then listen, yeah. If you happy, if you happy to go chilling with Raekwon, then yo, that listen. I wish
why
you well.
Why did you use a Raekwon?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
Raekwon is too
it's
short for me. He's too short.
Oh yeah, he's too short. I don't like him. And them teeth. I mean, I like him, but them teeth. Them teeth just got to go.
Hey, Raekwon low. But I'm just saying.
I love Raekwon.
If that's your choice, why should I be mad at it? Why? Because it's not me. That doesn't say anything wrong about me, and it doesn't say anything wrong about you. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing is this. I got to look at it objectively and be like, hey, maybe there was some choices or some decisions that you thought you made that you really didn't. Maybe there's some qualities that you see in someone else that are not in me. Listen, I can't be him. I can't be that person. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Maybe we are just not. Maybe we're not compatible. You know, that's just what it is. Like I said, listen. Sometimes you can be cool with somebody, you can be friends, but you can't be nothing else. And then sometimes two people can be sexual animals with one another, but they can't be friends. You know what I'm saying? It's sometimes it's a very you know, it's very hard to find that line, that medium. You know what I'm saying? Some people can do it, some people can't. But, you know, it happens.
Yeah.
There's people out there that prove us wrong on things every day. You know, just when we say, oh, men and women can't be friends. Yes, why? Who says that? Oh, well, you can't sleep with them and then turn around and be friends. Well, who says that? It depends on those individuals. Yeah, exactly, but it depends on those two individuals. And once again, sometimes we got to get out of that like-minded shit. Like, we all think differently. We're all individuals. People want to be individuals when they don't want to be a part or they don't believe. Like, I want to be an individual because I don't agree with Lady T says. But then again, when Lady T is talking about going to BBQs, oh, I'm all with that. Oh, yeah, I'm with that. See, now I want to be with the party. Now I want to be with the party. But when she's saying something, when she talked about going to Kennedy Chicken, it's like, oh, no, I don't want to be a part of that stuff. I don't want to be a part of it. And see, that's how people are. A lot of people just go with what's popping, what's trending, or what's happening right now, instead of being an individual. Because a lot of people don't even know who they are. So they get into these relationships, or they meet these men, they meet these women, and they don't even know who the fuck they are themselves. They're just putting their best face forward for the moment. That's why I don't really think, in my opinion, and in my experience, I don't think anyone should really put themselves in a relationship or be in a relationship until they're secure with themselves. If you got too many insecurities, see, that's not cool, because then that means you're putting there's a question mark on yourself, which the person that you're with can also put a question mark on you too, because they're not sure, you know, where you at with yours, because you're not even sure where you at. Like I said, it's not every insecurity, but it's just certain things, and it's like I just can't deal with that. Like, if you're not sure about who you are, then how do you expect me to feel? If you don't know who you are, how the hell do I know you? Or how am I supposed to get to know you if I don't even know who you are? But this is why a lot of times, a lot of these relationships and a lot of these marriages and certain things, they don't last, because people are going into stuff and they don't even know who the person that they're dealing with.
Yep.
We can talk longevity, but the only way that's going to happen is if you put in that work to see what that person is all about, and that person see what you're all about.
Like, relationships is hard. Stuff is hard.
You know what?
It is.
It depends. It depends on the person that you're with. It depends on the situation that you're in. People can make things hard. Like, that's one thing that pisses me off about a lot of these humans. They make things hard, and they don't have to be hard. Like, certain things, if you really look at it, certain things are just simple. Like, real quick. Yo, Red, what do you want to eat? I don't know. Yo, why do you women always have, I'm hungry, but you don't never know what you want to eat?
Bullshit. Let me tell you something.
That's bullshit, because I was just thinking I already know what I want when you just said that.
I will sit there and tell you I want sushi. Now, that's the thing. If I say sushi, don't sit there and say, no, sushi, I told you what I want. That's what I want.
Okay, but there's a lot of people.
See, you ask me, I'm going to tell you sushi.
That's the age old. That's the thing. Like, oh, what you want, babe? I don't know what you want. Yo, I'm asking you, what do you want? I don't know.
Sushi.
Time goes on. The hour later, did you decide what you wanted yet? No, I don't know what I have a taste
for. Nah, I don't know about that.
Come on, man.
I don't do that.
Listen,
I ain't got time for that. Nope.
That may not be y'all, but, you know, it happens. So that's why I'm like, hey, man, you know, when it comes down to the relationship thing,
not to cut you off, but chicks do stuff like that. They're trying to do some cutesy shit. I don't know. What the hell you want to do? I don't know. Listen, what you want? I'm not trying for this stuff. I'm hungry. I got no time for you to be dad. I'm trying to be a kid.
mind you, the menu is right there in front of them. The menu is right there.
Exactly. Like, come on. Because you're busy trying to, yeah. Oh, I don't want to spend all this money. No. Give me some sushi. I want a lobster. Yeah, I want all this. I lost two lobster tails and some sushi. Yeah, that's what I want.
He's red, no.
And a side of french fries, I feel like eating some starch or something.
You know what? There's this like generational gap, of course. Like we come from a older train of thought, so the elders told us certain things. As we got older, we look at what the elders said, and like, yo, it ain't really like that. But like, maybe that's how it was with you. But now, as we get older, we're looking at things like just totally different. It like things are more equal opportunity than they were before, you know, when the elders were trying to tell us certain things. Oh, you can't do this. You're not supposed to do that. You know what I'm saying? You gotta take care of your family, and you gotta take care of this and take care of that. But now, like right now, everything is willy nilly. I mean, you stick to certain basics, you know, certain relationship basics, you know, for whatever they are. But who's to say that there's any one playbook or rule book when it comes down to relationships, or one playbook when it comes down to marriage, or just, you know what I'm saying, men and women dealing with one another. And that's where, since we don't communicate well with one another, that's where shit always hits the fan. Because we men and women don't really communicate with one another correctly. It's only certain, you know, certain people that may have that level or be at that level where they can communicate with one another, but for the most part, like men and women just go totally on some different shit.
That also takes a level of maturity when you express yourself to a person for them not to take it, you know, to heart. Like, you know what I mean? Like you're trying to attack them or something. That you're just trying to be a friend.
A lot of dudes, but a lot of dudes, you know what I'm saying, some dudes aren't very expressive. Like we had the conversation before, some dudes are more about action than talking. But of course, women want talking, and you know, like and you guys want both. Like your guys can be accused of being greedy. You want action and talking. With dudes, like yo, you can't have. Sometimes you can't have both. You can't want.
But why
to be
we
on
can't have both? But why?
No.
Why?
No, because not everybody's on that great shit, man. No.
I felt like I was put on a timeout when Brother B just said that. Elaborate on that.
I don't want a dude to be on no drink stuff either. My thing is, like I said, we can't that the guys can't be on some drink. I didn't say that a dude is supposed to be on some drink stuff with all that mushy stuff. But it's just like, once again, like I said, like we said last week or we talked about, we just want to hear you say something sometimes, like, yeah, you know, I do miss you, or I like you, or I love you. I didn't say you got to say it shit 15 times a day, but we just want to hear it. Actions is fine, but sometimes we want to hear it. Why can't you guys just say something? What's the problem?
Actions speak louder than words.
No, bullshit. Speak louder than words.
Sometimes we want both. I know somebody that's doing both right now. That's why I'm blessing.
Well, that's good. You know what I'm saying?
Thinking, it took him a point to get there, though, to say certain things, though.
Right.
Even though it was certain things that I was thinking. Yeah, but once that
right,
broke through, it's
thing.
Like, it's okay. Yeah.
Right, that's
did
the thing. It's like,
did you coach him?
I didn't have to coach him. I actually, how can I say it? Like, just warmed up to accepting that was him. You know what I mean? And then just through certain things from his actions, he was able to also express it, which I thought was really good because you could see that it took him a while to even say what he wanted to say.
Thank you for being patient. See?
So I was,
patient.
Yeah, I was being patient. I really was,
a lot of women
to be honest with you.
A lot of women don't have that patience.
What you trying to say?
They listen. Some of y'all on that microwave shit, man. Like, you can't have it in, like, 5 minutes.
No.
Sometimes it doesn't work like that.
If I've been dealing with you, no. If I've been dealing with you for a while, you should, like I said, if you've been dealing with me for almost 2 or 3 years, it should be no reason why you still
And you know what? To smack, to coop you in your head, if you've been dealing with me for 2 or 3 years and you know I get down and you're still around, bang, pow.
I still want to hear you say something to me. If I say something to you in terms of, oh, I miss you, don't tell me, oh, well, I miss you, I would say, I miss you too.
I'll give you the last chicken wing. How about that? That says a lot right there.
No, that don't say a lot to me, because that's what, you probably got three more stacks in the damn refrigerator somewhere.
See? There you go.
So my last chicken wing. It's never a last chicken wing.
Like I said. But, yo. But to go back to the original question, like I said, it was hard in the beginning, because, like I said, I'm not that, I don't do stuff like that, but once again, it's a twofold. You know what I'm saying? But it depends on how you're looking at it. And how the question is posed, most people, or I would say a lot of women, are going to look at it in a negative way. Yeah, why y'all motherfuckers always be wanting, y'all always want 3 and 4 or 5 chicks, y'all be wanting this, and then you want to keep us around, but you don't want to let us go. But wait a minute, once again, women do the same thing.
Yeah, they do. They absolutely do.
So that's the double standard. That's the double standard, like Mika was saying earlier. But then also, once again, it goes back to what you were saying last week. You don't know this individual kid like all the women that he's dealing with. And he's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I can't choose. I don't want to have to choose.
Right, because so
what do we say to that person that doesn't want to have to make that choice? What, you going to call them greedy, or you going to call them indecisive, or you going to call them selfish? Like, what do you call that person who just doesn't want to have to make that choice to cut?
Yeah, what do you call
them?
You call them human.
What do you do?
You call them human.
Mm-hmm.
How about we just call it a person? Like, you know what I'm saying? A person who actually values the people that he surrounds himself with intimately.
Right.
Like, why can't we just say that this man or this woman actually has value and knows the worth of the people that they have around them, and they choose not to make that choice of, like, cutting them loose? I mean, it's something to think about, even though some people may say, oh, that's bullshit. I mean, no, it's not. It's very real. It's very real. But like I said, you got to be on that conscious level. Like, the way you think, or the way you move, you got to be someplace else with it. You can't be narrow-minded or closed-minded and have this type of conversation. It's not going to work.
Absolutely not.
So, with 21 minutes left, let's
We have another subject, don't we?
Yeah. This is not going, because I don't need my blood pressure going up. It's real out here, man. New York, you know, we're still in the middle of this whole coronavirus thing, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it. You know, they're about to start opening everything back up, you know, starting July 1st. And listen, yo, I'm in vote for another quarantine. I really think that people should just go back home and stay there. Because, I'm serious. The level of stupidity that's on the streets, I don't know. Like, I remember 2019. It was bad, but it wasn't like this. Like, in terms of driving, these people walking, these people just, like, it's like they've been locked in the house, which they have been for like months, and they're coming outside, and it's just like, yo, they lost their social skills. They forgot how to drive. They just forgot. and it's annoying.
I forgot how to do stuff.
Yeah, and it's like they're quick to ask you, how do I use my phone? You've been locked with, I've been in the house with your phone for weeks. What are you asking me for? Like, I don't
understand. How do I use my phone?
I really
who
don't.
Asked you that? No,
one day I was out at work, and some person was a sofa who had a smartphone. They asked me to find something on there. I'm like, how you expect me to find something on your phone? Yeah, I just looked at him and walked away. I was like, are you serious? Yeah, I got scared because I was like, is there a rocket ship where I can just go to the next one? Like, somebody really actually came up to me and said, could you find something on my phone?
Were they an old person?
Huh. No. No, they weren't that old. They were like maybe in their 40s, 50s, early 50s,
oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care. So what you buy it for? You went and got a pay. I'm just saying that going forward, do you really think that there's going to be any spike in numbers now that since there's going to be this whole grand reopening of New York all over again, July 1st?
Because of the vaccines and all that?
Well, I mean, they've gotten a lot of people vaccinated. You know, but I mean, from my understanding, even with the, you can get vaccinated, but you can still get it. It's like the flu, you can take
right.
a flu shot, but you can still get
it.
It's not going to be as bad. You know, I'm just wondering, like, do you really think that there's going to be, you know, like maybe a spike in cases? Because, like they said, there's a full reopen. Like Broadway mm-hmm. will be opening back up, you know. You'll be able to do indoor dining again, you know. Sports arenas, like it's just going to be back to how it was before.
I don't really think they care if it's a spike. They're going to expect a spike by opening everything up again. So I feel like everything is really economical right now. They don't care. I mean, I don't want to say they don't care about people's health. But the main concern isn't people's health. It is opening up the economy and stuff like that. And whatever happens, and we can say this is the effect of the shot and so forth. Because even every time you turn on the TV, it's a commercial with getting the shot. And also you can get a free Metro card, some sort of lottery I heard about. I'm like, well, what's the bribery about? Yeah, what's the bribery about though?
Absolutely, that's what I said.
Yeah, you get my point. That's what is like red alert to me, you know. So I don't know.
Yeah, like why are y'all doing that? Like you giving shots in the damn train station? Like who the hell goes to the train station and get a damn shot?
The train station of all places, right?
Of all places.
Well, because they figure they're trying to take whatever stigma is off of it. Like you know, I mean, I still have my reservations, you know, about it. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? If they're going to make it to a point where if you don't get vaccinated, you can't move freely. There's certain things you're not going to be able to do or places you're not going to be able to go. And which is not cool. But, you know, hey, this is what it boils down to. I mean, we've been going through this for over a year.
CDs. Do you remember that? They're going to have bootleg vaccination cards, too. You do know that, right?
They gonna have what?
You serious?
Bootleg vaccination cards?
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'm not saying like you got a hookup or something like that.
I don't have no hookup for the record because y'all ain't getting me caught up tonight. The feds ain't gonna come. I could see somebody being so silly to make that. I could see that.
It can happen. Unless there's some type of database that whoever's checking to have on the spot. I mean, that's something to think about. that's really something to think about. I mean, they bootleg every goddamn thing else. I mean, who's to say they won't Lay back in Chicago.
Lay back.
Yeah.
That's a damn thing.
That's gonna fetch a pretty penny. You know, that's gonna fetch a good penny. Call the 111. You're on the air with the menu. What's good?
And I almost missed everybody today. That would have been a shame.
Joe.
How you guys doing?
Hey Joe, how you doing?
And
Joe
Bobby
and
Hot Rod.
Oh, they
ladies.
Always come in right
yeah.
on time, right?
That's right.
No, yeah. After the women finish tearing me a new one.
No, going out with the main event.
Finished.
Come on. That was his fault.
Yeah,
on the main event.
So what was the topic about just before I got here that I could have joined in with some real fun?
Well, the topic was,
ouch.
If you don't want him or her, why keep him?
Seems to me to be a simple answer. If you don't want them, don't want her, don't keep them.
Yeah, but some people
yeah,
know
isn't
that.
Isn't it cheaper to keep them?
Some people know
isn't
that.
Isn't it cheaper to keep them?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, look.
It's cheaper to keep them.
It is cheaper to keep them because
yeah,
men get the short end of the stick when they have to pay alimony. In other words, love insurance when you get married. As soon as a woman says, I do, right up there in the altar, she already has an automatic prenup. It's called the American government. As soon as she wants a divorce, she can get it. And then if
yeah,
she...
Isn't that what a prenup is for? Is that what a prenup is for? You get this, you get that, and that's about it? Nothing more?
Yeah,
maybe
but men have to go. Men have to go through lawyers in order to get the prenup. All a woman has to do is say, I do.
Ouch. Whoa. Ouch. Big Red, will you marry me then?
Damn.
No.
See?
I told you. You put some sushi on the table, maybe we can talk.
I heard about that sushi. Even sushi alone,
I hate it.
Wow, that's
well,
crazy. Too bad.
Well, what, did I say anything that was untrue?
No, it was,
I've never been married, so I don't know about that.
Well, if you marry somebody who makes a salary which is significantly more than yours, in most states, as soon as you get a divorce, half the assets or whatever you can negotiate with a good lawyer that belong to him, and 98% of the time it does belong to the husband, now belongs to her. As soon as she says, I do, that's it.
The only thing I would say to that is that it's with that type of woman who has that type of thinking, that way of thinking.
Show me a woman in America who hasn't heard about Walt Disney, the fairy princess, Cinderella, the Me Too movement, who doesn't have that type of mindset.
Yeah, but Joe, not all females think that way. There's some females, I agree, some females do think that way, but not everyone, not all the females.
But
remember,
okay.
There's a lot of females that are independent. They're independent.
You
don't
want
to be a man.
If you don't want to be happy with 100%, you can
so,
say
yeah,
at minimum
95%. I heard all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that I want that lifestyle.
I'm not talking about that
so,
lifestyle.
Now,
I'm
when,
talking
no,
about
however,
when you...
But I'm not looking for alimony. I'm not looking for none of those things.
You know it's yours.
Is
as
that
soon,
cheap,
look,
that
it,
cheaper to keep
as soon
you
as you're
what?
7 years of age, you know it's yours. Are you going to marry a guy? If you're making $50,000 a year.
I'm married. Moving on.
Okay. Any, how
on.
Many
like,
women?
A real woman is not going to look at the finances. A real woman is going to see what she can bring to that man to make him a better man and vice versa.
True.
All right. Let's talk about
this. But it's not like you're
that's
now
a real
see it
couple.
That way. No, that's not what comes.
Not every female. You're right. Not every female sees it that way. But those females who do, don't devalue their, you know, their thought process and pattern.
Well, we can talk about theory all night. The thing is, when it comes to statistics,
that
the vast majority of women get the get alimony. Is that not true?
But you know what, Joe? There's some cases that the men get alimony. Remember Mary J. Blige? She's playing a spousal support. There's cases like that that been happening more and more lately.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's
man.
Entertainment. But what's the realistic
chances of a female or male getting spousal support, alimony, when they both collectively make under $250,000
very easy.
Per year.
Now, well, man's making $250,000 and the woman's making $75,000. You're going to tell me the court is not going to give her?
I said collectively. I didn't say individually.
What did you say?
Mm-hmm. No, it's different.
I said collectively.
No,
they will not.
Okay.
Collectively,
they are. Most of the women who get divorced.
Okay, most women. I was divorced already. Tell me something.
All right, I am. Most of the women.
Tell me something I don't know, because I didn't.
I'm gonna try.
One other time.
Most of the women, if they're marrying men who significantly make a lot more than they do, get that man's assets. If a woman's making $40,000, he's making $45,000. She's not going to get hardly anything, but she'll get enough.
And that was my point of what I said. Collectively. Anything over $250,000 collectively.
No, that doesn't apply to what I was saying, because I'm saying
it does apply, because that's what you just wrote
what
down.
What I just finished saying was that if the man makes significantly more than she does, it doesn't have to be $250,000. She could be making $60,000. Well, you're making $250,000. I'm saying it's under that as well.
Mm.
If she's
okay.
making $60,000. He's making $100,000. What do you think the courts are going to do?
They will go with the guy, but he's making more money.
Exactly. Not because of $250,000. Where's this $250,000 threshold coming from? It's significantly more than what she makes. Again, if she's making $250,000 and he's making $260,000, there isn't much, because, as a matter of fact, wait a minute. She may be getting half the assets anyway. In California, I don't know if there's any kind of decree that says that there has to be a significant difference.
Yes, it actually goes based off of income combined.
Well, it's combined.
It's combined income. That's why I said at least collectively 250. It doesn't matter if the man is making the money or the female is making the money. Collectively, anything over $250,000.
Where's this law?
Well, we also do know that a lot
it's
of
not law.
These
it's,
laws
it's
vary
state.
From state
it's
to state.
It's not even law. It's based off of case and what they have at the table. If someone owns a house, now that's going to be added into the asset. It's either one spouse buys out the other spouse, or they have to sell the house and split.
So it depends upon the state's laws, which means the
laws
are involved.
Yeah, well, I know New York state law.
Huh?
That's what that is. New York state law, especially out here, that's what they do.
So
it's either you're selling, or you're buying out.
So where you are in New York, if a man and a woman are getting a divorce, but who owns the house?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who owns the house. So you can own the house prior to getting married, and once you get married, it becomes a joint asset.
Bingo.
I don't agree with that. I mean, it depends.
You don't have to agree with it.
That's what it is. But you know what? If I divorce my wife and the house is under my name, I'm paying for the bills. She don't get that.
Guess what? Do you pay
that's
all the bills?
That's not how it works.
Because I'm about to tell you
like
something. She lives there, and that's not how it works. She has maintained residency. It does not matter. It doesn't even depend. You want to keep your house? I'll tell you what. It doesn't. It doesn't matter whose name is on the papers.
And that's why I'm not going to get married. There you go, Big Red. That's why I'm not going to get married.
It does not matter.
Now you don't want to get married.
I was super quiet. But that, please, been there, done that.
Listen, I don't even know where that topic came from, but all I'm saying,
the extra person that came on the line.
I'm just saying, in general, with going back to the original question with the whole thing of if you don't want to buy people. Like I said earlier, sometimes it's not a thing of what you don't want. That's, it is what it is, man. Like, sometimes love just, it's to the individual. We can't sit there. And,
Isn't love blind?
Like,
Love is always blind. That's what they say.
That's what they say. But the whole thing is this. Listen, you was able to see something in that person. You can't be that blind if you see something in them to keep them around. You know what I'm saying? For somebody to turn around and say love is blind, that means those are one of those lines where somebody didn't get what they went out to do.
Do you want to know what it is? Love technically is blind. Love is blind unless you put all these expectations out. Like those females,
yes.
There are men who do it too, but there are females who will sit there and say, okay, I want a man that makes, high six figures, drive a nice car, own a house, got a vacation house, got a condo, got this, got a black card. Those are expectations. And
that's what women do. Can a female
truly love a man like that?
But whose fault is that? Whose fault is that when you have high expectations? They don't see them in the guy.
That's the person's fault because men do the same. Like I said, vice versa.
Absolutely.
Men and women do the same thing. They put high expectations on each other when
Absolutely.
They can't live up to it. Then that's when the problem comes in. So guess what? Stop putting high expectations on people. Just get somebody that's a goddamn human or a man. You got a penis. You got what she got. Okay, let's do this. Like, come on. I ain't got time for all that extra stuff.
No, but, like at the end of the day, like when you put out those types of expectations, you're not marrying the person. You're not even marrying the person or being with the person for love. You're being with them for what they have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, yep. Love is blind is actually meaning you're not really setting those ridiculous, unreachable, unobtainable expectations. Your love is blind could be, technically I'm really not attracted to, a nerd. However, I had great conversation with this individual and, he treats me well, and I'm not talking about spending money. He's respectful. He's courteous. We go out, whether it's going for a walk. Love is blind.
That's someone else that can't see what you have or what you don't. You know what I'm saying? That's somebody else's sight. That's not so much you. I mean, listen, if love is blind, if you're looking at the situation that you're in. Maybe you're blind to the shit that they're doing. Or maybe, maybe you don't want to see what they're doing.
That's
true,
too.
That's the origin of the thing.
When you say love is blind, it means you're blind to their faults.
Yeah, exactly. You're blind to their faults. But once again, it does go back to...
You have to define what that means for you.
Well, you have to determine
that definition.
No, that's what the definition means. How anybody on an individual basis will use it is up to them. Some people will find a particular person slurps their soup a little bit too much. Maybe it drives them crazy ordinarily, but because you find other characteristics of that person very appealing, you're going to accept the slurping until you get together for too long a period of time, and then that person gets on your nerves. There'll be other characteristics.
Yeah. Basically.
That's true.
Well, that's what the origin of it is.
Well, we've got actually less than 60 seconds left. I'm just going to wrap it up like this. Everybody go out there, be safe with this reopening and these people who are coming out of quarantine. Please be safe out there because these humans are crazy. And, hey, listen, the topic, love who you love. Enjoy your situation for what it is. Don't go out there and do shit with malice. Be respectful. Be courteous. Let's just be nice to one another for a change. Let's do something different. All this other shit, this negative shit, let's try to keep it positive. And on that note, Hot Rod, Lady T, Big Red, 631.
Yep.
And Mr. Joe, and yo, Mika.
Yep.
Hey, everybody have a good night. And next week,
you
yeah,
too.
We're going to have to get into some political shit because this relationship shit, y'all beat me down. Because Joe and I come on in the last 15 minutes and don't even want to help me out. So, yeah, this Hot Rod is Joe for.
But I wasn't helping you out there, buddy. Huh?
No, you're supposed to be there at 8:30.
Oh, is that right? You better talk to my union rep about it.
Give him a number. Give him a number. The video
okay.
Takes care of him.
You're stupid.
He'll talk
have
to
a
you.
Great week.
Everybody be safe.
Later, guys.
Be good.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Later.